producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com. 71.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Give us a call, and we'll work together to help you out. Lots to do at this time of the year. And I wanted you, we're talking before the break about Cuba. And if you'd like to see what we're going to be doing, you can go to my website, which is paulparent.com, P-A-R-E-N-T, just like mom and dad, so paulparent.com. Click on Cuba, and it will tell you what you're going to be doing every single day. And I know you'll have a wonderful time. As a matter of fact, Paul Largue, the travel agent, is in Cuba right now, and he's in there with, 20 or 30 friends, and they're visiting the island, and when he comes back, we'll have him on the radio, and he can tell you what he saw there. But we're allowed 50 people. We're halfway there, so if it's something that you want to do, don't wait too long. Okay, Daniel, who's up first this Sunday morning?
Today, first up, we've got Jane from Massachusetts. She's got a question about transplanting your shrubs.
Okay. Jane, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Hi, Paul.
Hi.
Is it too late to transplant shrubs? I transplanted some summer sweet yesterday. They were all choked up together, and I figured if I transplant them, they'll do better. Should I top them off because they're kind of spindly?
Okay. This time of the year, you can transplant without any problem any plant that loses its foliage during the winter. So you can transplant trees, shrubbery, with no problem at all, because when the wind blows during the winter, it can't steal the moisture out of the foliage because the leaves have dropped from the plant. Now, as far as pruning, for now, leave it alone, because you've got a root that's trying to get established in the soil. And what I would do that would help them a great deal between now and Thanksgiving, get some Neptune's Harvest fish and sea fertilizer, make up 3, 4, 5 gallons, pour it around the plant every week, and that will get the roots out and caught before winter arrives. And then in late March, maybe the snow's here, maybe the snow's gone, then you can prune it back and you won't have any problems. If you prune it back in the fall, that particular plant, every place where you make a cut, may not have enough time to seal, just like a callus on the cut. And if it doesn't seal, then it will lose moisture and it will dehydrate. And because the roots are not fully established, they can't send the water up that's lost with the wind and the sun for the winter. Broadleaf evergreens that you buy at a nursery, wonderful time to plant them because they've already been root pruned and they will adjust. But to dig holly, rhododendrons, especially azaleas, Mount Laurel, wait until the spring and move them at that time of the year.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. You have a wonderful Columbus Day weekend. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. And the one thing you do not want to transplant or move in the fall of the year are roses. Leave them alone. Do not prune. Do not fertilize. Okay, you need that rose bush to go dormant. And if you feed it and we get a good month, it may make some new growth. The new growth is tender and it dies back with the cold weather. If you prune it, it won't scab over in time and then you'll get dehydration and die back. So leave your roses alone until the baseball season starts for real. And then you can move them, prune them, shape them, and have a great time. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Erica from Massachusetts. She's got a question about her hemlocks.
Erica, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
I have a question about hemlocks. I have a privacy hedge there, and I was wondering if it's too late to have them trimmed.
It is mid-October, and again, you're going to be pruning up a plant that may not seal where you made the cuts.
Yeah.
And that would give you damage. The other thing, too, is when you prune at this time of the year, you're going to cut some of the needles from your hemlock in half, by a third, and that will end up turning brown or black, and it will make the hedge look a little tired when spring arrives. So I would wait until March. In March,
all right,
just say, I'm doing this for your own good. Cut it down to the height that you desire. Kind of round it off. Don't make it a flat top.
No,
round
yeah.
it off a little bit. That'll make it look more natural. Fertilize it with a product like Holly Tone.
All right.
And then your hemlock tree will come right back to life. It'll make a lot of new growth, and you can control the size.
All right. Should I fertilize it now or in the spring?
I would fertilize hemlock, especially hemlock that you're using for privacy, for a noise barrier. If they've been in the ground less than, oh, let's say 5 years, I would feed them spring and fall.
Uh-huh.
Once they're mature, then one feeding a year, and that's usually in the spring once you've pruned that tree.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Now, the one thing that you can do, Erica,
yeah,
is I want you to take a walk today, and on both sides of your Canadian hemlock, and I want you to turn the branches over near the tips and look at them to make sure that they are green.
Okay.
You do not want to see any white, cottony tight dots on the new growth. That's an insect called a woolly adelgid. And this is an insect that's sucking the energy out of the plant.
Yeah.
If you see little white cottony masses here and there on your hemlock tree, purchase a product called Tree and Shrub. And you mix it with water. You pour it around the base of the tree. It's a systemic. It will move up in the tree, go to where the insects are, and it will kill them.
All
so
right.
Spring and fall with Tree and Shrub. If you have signs of little pieces of white cotton, and they're normally found near the tips of the branches.
All right. I enjoy your show very, very much. I listen to it every Sunday.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
I really appreciate that. It makes me feel good this time of the morning.
Okay. I waited a long time to talk to you, but it's worth it.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye now.
Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Barry from Maine. He's got a question about November planting.
Barry, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you out today?
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm good. Oh, Barry, the music is coming. That
I
means it's
it.
Time for a break. So why don't you hold on, and as soon as the break is over, we'll come back to you, and we'll help you out. I know you probably have a question about your roses, because you thought that's one question that you ask often, but we're here to help you, whether it's bulbs or roses or shrubs and trees. Give us a call. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall. We spend a lot of time and money on our gardens. We have great intentions, and sometimes our expectations are not met. Our plants need to be fed regularly to grow and develop properly. If you're using a liquid plant food that must be reapplied every 2 weeks, will you remember to do it? No. That's why I use Dynamite, continuous feeding fertilizer that lasts for 9 months. Every time you water, the plant gets fed. Use Dynamite like the professional growers do. Dynamite.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
If you like Sluggo, you'll love new Sluggo Plus with a new formulation of iron phosphate plus Spinosad. Sluggo Plus controls not only snails and slugs, but earwigs, roly-polies or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Use Sluggo Plus on ornamentals, vegetables, fruit trees, berries, turf, and in non-commercial greenhouses. New formulation Sluggo Plus is snail and slug control at its best. Approved for organic gardening, Sluggo Plus is available at your local garden supply store. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
With the many stock market ups and downs over these last few weeks, many people are asking themselves, are they doing the right thing? Do they have the right financial plan in place? Here's the real question. You should be asking yourself, do you have the right financial professional in place? Well, my friend Rocky DeFrancisco, attorney and founder of the Wealth Preservation Institute, has authored a new book called Bad Advisors, How to Identify Them and How to Avoid Them. In this book, you'll identify financial planners who are forbidden by their broker-dealers from giving you the best advice. You'll understand why most CPAs, EAs, and accountants don't even provide proactive advice to help you save for your taxes. And, of course, you're going to identify insurance agents who are forbidden from selling you the best products available in the marketplace. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. It's only your retirement dollars. And for a limited time, we're going to give you the free ebook version of this book, Bad Advisors, How to Identify Them, How to Avoid Them. Call right now, 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take control of your financial lives today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're going to go right to the phone lines. We're going to talk with Barry from Maine. Hey, Barry, nice to hear your voice again.
Hi, Paul. It was a grand summer. It truly was. My question is, I'm working on a property in Portland, and these folks are leaving, turning off the water next weekend. In saying that, they have bought probably $500 worth of butterfly bushes and roses and perennials to go into the ground in November.
In November?
In November. So my question is, I think I know the answer, but I have to make sure that you do not plant without water. Is that correct?
Well, I mean, it's gonna be a disadvantage to the plants, especially if we don't get any decent rainfall.
Right.
So, I mean, I would be upfront with them, and I would say to them, you know, I'll do what you want, and I'll plant it correctly with compost and animal manure, and I'll make sure that in the late fall we'll use an anti-desiccant spray like Wiltproof on them to try and prevent dehydration from the wind. But you know, you're taking a chance planting and not watering that plant in, because the water is going to stimulate the roots to get caught. And if we don't get any rain, then I don't want you to blame me that I didn't do it correctly, and it's basically a water problem.
Okay, I'm going to pass that info on, and we'll see what they say.
And if they don't believe you, tell them to give me a call.
I already did. I did. I truly did. All right, well, I thank you very much, and we're looking forward to a nice snowy winter, so it'll be fun.
It will be. You got to think positive.
I know.
Thank you, Barry.
Thanks, Paul.
Bye-bye now. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Gail from Massachusetts. She's got a question about bringing in her chocolate and peppermints.
Okay, Gail, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Hi, thank you for taking my call, Paul. I have chocolate mint outside. I also have peppermint, and I have oregano. I have an enclosed porch for the winter where when I bring in my chives and my rosemary and parsley, they do grow good in there because I have a window that they always get the sun in the winter.
Okay.
But how about the chocolate mint and the oregano and peppermint?
You shouldn't have any problem with that unless the temperatures really, really dip.
Never freezes. It never freezes in there.
Okay. As long as it doesn't freeze, then you shouldn't have any problem at all. Mints are, as you probably well know, are very aggressive, very strong.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as you can put it in a good-sized pot, the other thing that I would do to kind of counteract the transplanting is to maybe cut it back by about a third.
Okay.
And that way it will compensate for the root loss. It will help it to get established quicker, get some of the Neptune's Harvest Fish and Sea Fertilizer. Give them a good drink with that after you've repotted them and dug them from the garden. And you shouldn't have any problems at all. My wife and I, we dig in the garden before we put it to bed, and that's going to be this week's project. We'll dig some chives, we'll dig some parsley, some rosemary, some oregano, and then a couple of mints. So we'll probably dig out about 10 to 12 herbs. We put them in 10 inch pots. And we set up a table in front of a south-facing window in the hallway between two rooms. And we keep them there, and they do wonderful. But you've got to dig them up now before the frost gets on them. And if you've got, like, bay leaf, that's got to come inside for the winter.
If downy mildew is a problem in your garden, especially on your impatiens, Monterey Agrifos is the answer. This fungicide is designed to control downy mildew, unlike most other fungicides. Monterey Agrifos is a liquid that's mixed with water and used as a spray. Now you can continue to grow beautiful bedding plants without this unsightly disease. Agrifos also controls many root rot diseases in your ornamental shrubs and trees, too. Ask about Agrifos at your local nursery. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now, and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It is Sunday, and we are here to help you to have a great gardening season. If you need some help, the number here is toll-free, 855-660-4261. Now, one thing I'd like you to do today is to walk around on your lawn to see if you come into some areas that when you walk it feels kind of cushiony or the ground gives a little bit, especially if you live in a wooded area or some fields with tall grasses are near your lawn. Because when the weather starts to get cold, the voles and the moles will go from the sheltered area of the woods and the wild fields, and they'll move into your lawn. And the voles are the ones that are causing a problem. Voles are vegetarian, and they will eat your perennials. So things like iris, bleeding heart, daylilies, hosta. They'll eat the root system of that. A mole will only eat insects in your lawn, and they will eat Japanese beetle grubs. So if you are noticing a little bit of digging, you're noticing a lot of birds on your lawn pecking holes that look like a pencil, then you need to get either Mole Max, and it's M-O-L-E-M-A-X, and it comes as a liquid or a granular product that you can put down. And the other product is called Mole Go from Fertilome, and that is a liquid or a powder also. And you want to apply it now. You want to drive them out of your lawn because they're going to feed all winter. And it will be like a racetrack, and you're going to lose large portions of your lawn. So if you had problems last year, they're going to be back. So be ready, okay? Mole Go or Mole Max. Either one will take care of the problem. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Donald from Nantucket Island. He's got a question about transplanting trees. Oh,
Donald,
welcome. Looks
like
you just disconnected, actually.
Oh, Donald, you can't wait 2 minutes here? Donald, call us back, and we'll work and help you with planting new trees. And, you know, fall is a great time to plant trees, and a lot of nurseries are having sales. Now, if the tree is 6 foot or taller, you've got to stake it to the ground for that first winter. And you leave the stakes around the tree for a year. So if you're planting it in October, you'll leave it up until around September. Then you can remove them. But dig a good hole, put some compost, put some animal manure. If it's a sandy soil, add some soil moist to help to retain moisture. And then anchor it so that the wind won't blow it around all winter, and maybe actually flip it over. And also, right now the ground is still warm. So when you're planting, the tree and your shrubs will make some new roots. And if you've got a big tree and it's blowing around all winter, the little roots are going to snap off and you'll have some damage. So do it properly and they'll do very, very well. But take advantage of the sales at your local nursery and garden center, and you can do a little bit of landscaping. Fall is definitely for planting, not just for tulips and daffodils and hyacinths, but, you know, for some color, flowering cabbage, flowering kale. And when I lived in Massachusetts, it would stay alive all winter. And it was neat to see purple and pink and white flowering cabbage and kale in bloom on the ends of my driveway. Much better than a mum because they bloom for a longer period of time. Okay, Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Donald again. He reconnected to us.
Okay, Donald, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How can we help you out today?
I have two blue spruces in my front yard that were planted a year and a half ago before
okay.
I bought the property. They're both roughly 12 feet high. When I don't like them where they are, I'd like to move them.
Okay.
How much of the soil around, or how much of the root base needs to be included in it when I do that?
Okay. When you bought the blue spruce, did they come in a wire basket?
They were planted
before
I bought the property.
Okay. I would definitely wait until spring. The reason is, it is evergreen. You're going to be cutting some of the roots. And to be, you know, it was just planted. Now you're going to dig it up and you're going to cut all of those new roots. You may get some dieback during the winter. So I would wait until March. As soon as the frost is out of the ground, then I would dig them up. And I would relocate them to their new home. Now, a tree that's 10 to 12 feet wide, you're probably talking a root ball probably about 3 feet in diameter and a good 2.5 to 3 feet deep. So you'll have to take a shovel, dig a trench like a donut, and get down to that 3 foot mark, wrap it with burlap, and then tie it with some rope to hold the soil ball together. And you probably may have to lease like a bobcat or some type of power equipment to help you with the moving of it, because that ball is going to be very, very heavy. But I would definitely wait until the spring. It is evergreen. It will catch the wind. It catches the sun. And you could have a lot of burning or dehydration on that spruce. So wait if at all possible. And then it will move a lot easier. And there'll be less potential problems weather-wise that could damage that tree.
Oh, thanks for the info. They're beautiful trees. They're just not where I want them.
Yeah. I would, again, if you do it now, the ground is still warm, but you got to say to yourself, you know, it's the middle of October, and it's not going to have that much time. If it was a 4 to 5 foot blue spruce, I'd say fine, dig it. But something that's 10 to 12 foot, it's a huge piece of green needle sticking out of the ground. And if we get a lot of dry wind, you could lose it. And a tree that size is worth a lot of money.
Yes. Well, thank you very much for your info. I appreciate that.
Okay. We thank you for the phone call. Anytime at all. And if you need some help, the number here is 855-660-4261. The one thing that I'm going to be doing this week, it's my major chore on my list to do around the yard. I'm going to be pruning my hydrangea. Now, I'm only pruning the cone-shaped hydrangea, not the balls. The blue ball, the pink balls, leave those alone. That you're going to prune in the spring when the new growth begins to form, and you're going to remove everything that's dead. Your cone shape, your new varieties, Pinky Winky, Vanilla Strawberry, the different white and red varieties, they can be cut back. Mine, I should have done it a year ago. I didn't. They're now 5 feet tall. I'm going to cut them down to 3 feet. The leaves have all turned yellow. They're beginning to fall. That's telling me that the energy that was in the leaf has drained down the stem and is now in the root. So I'm going to cut it back, give it a nice shape, and go from one plant to the other. But the blue or the pink, you never prune in the fall. Because if you prune it, you're going to end up with a lot of dieback, and you probably won't get any flowers on it. That's done in late March, well, probably more into April when you see the buds burst open and start to make green foliage. But all of your tall-growing hydrangea, your Annabelle, your PG hydrangeas, and if they're in the shape of a tree, prune them to give you that nice ball shape. And it really is important that we do prune, or at least remove the blossoms. So if you've got white and pink hydrangea, get your pruners out and remove the blossom. And on all of your others, you can cut them back. And the reason is this. Last winter, most of the snow that we had was dry, fluffy snow. There was a lot of it, but it was dry and it was fluffy. And if you tried to make a snowman, it was very difficult. If this winter the temperatures drop by 1 or 2 degrees, it will be heavy, wet snow. The snow will stick to the flower because the leaves are all off and the old flower is there. It will stick to that, it'll bend over, and in some cases it will break the branch. So clean your hydrangeas, get the dead blossoms off, but don't prune the blue or the pink hybrids. Everything else, do it. If you planted new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with Wiltstop this winter. Wiltstop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide Wiltstop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide Wiltstop. Bugs and weeds get you down this year? How would you like to save on the products that do the job right the first time? They're just generic. Look for Fertilome Kills-All to replace Roundup, twice as strong and half the price. Fertilome Systemic Insect Drench replaces Bayer Tree and Shrub, half the price and a big savings. And over the top to control grasses in your planting bed. Go to www.fertilome.com, that's F-E-R-T-I-L-O-M-E.com, for a dealer near you.
If you like Sluggo, you'll love new Sluggo Plus with a new formulation of iron phosphate plus Spinosad. Sluggo Plus controls not only snails and slugs, but earwigs, roly-polies or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Use Sluggo Plus on ornamentals, vegetables, fruit trees, berries, turf, and in non-commercial greenhouses. New formulation Sluggo Plus is snail and slug control at its best. Approved for organic gardening, Sluggo Plus is available at your local garden supply store. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more.
1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It's Sunday. It's Columbus Day weekend, and we're going to get out in that yard to take advantage of it. It's not a beach day, but a great day to get the yard ready for the seasonal changes. And I've been giving you a list this morning of things to do, and the list is still quite long. So during the next couple of hours, we'll continue to tell you what needs to be done. For now, we're going to go to the phone lines. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Dee from Maine. She's got a question about her hydrangeas, her rhododendrons, and her hostas.
Okay. Dee, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, George. Paul. I've got a rhododendron that I planted this year. It's a small variety, and how do I prepare that for the winter? It's only about, oh, probably 14 inches high.
Okay. Is it in the middle of the lawn, or is it up against the house?
No, it's right at the edge of my woodland garden. So it's got a couple sides that are sheltered, and then it's open in the front.
Okay. What I would do is I would get a product called Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop, and nurseries will sell either or. And around Thanksgiving, when the temperatures have cooled down and the plant has really gone into dormancy, then you want to spray the top and the bottom of your rhododendron. And it's a the Wilt Proof is a resin, and they're actually taking the pitch from a pine tree, and they're using that in the spray, and the bonide Wilt Stop is a paraffin-based product. And they'll both do a very, very good job. And I do it around Thanksgiving. And then, depending on the amount of snow, I may do it again probably after Christmas sometime. Or in January, depending on what the weather is like. So I like to try and do it twice. Azaleas, holly, mount laurel, rhododendron, boxwood, anything that's got a broad leaf on it, it really does benefit from it.
Okay. Now, I've got a hydrangea that I've also planted this year. These are my first rhododendrons and hydrangeas, and I bought a mop head, and it is pretty sheltered. It's in the woodland garden, but it gets, you know, sun, and it's got three trees around it, so it's
okay.
Kind of covered, but it's also okay. About 3 feet.
Okay, on your mop head, the ball-shaped one, remove all of the blossoms so that they don't break during the winter.
Yeah, I don't think it doesn't have any blossoms.
Okay, then take a piece of string and about halfway up the plant, wrap the string and pull your plant together and keep going up so that it looks like a teepee. And then tie it off at the top, and then wait until, I mean, you can do this now, and then wait until after Thanksgiving. And because it's its first year, and it's probably not well established, what I have done with new hydrangeas that I've planted, I have 28 different varieties on my property. I love them because they bloom in the summertime when you're outside enjoying.
Yeah.
And I'll take a bag of bark mulch and I'll put a mound of it all the way around the plant, and then with my hands build like a teepee-shaped mound of mulch around it, and that acts as insulation and works real, real well. And then in the spring,
I
spread the mulch in the garden, and I'm ready to go. Thank you. We appreciate the phone call. A phone number, 855-660-4261.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages the protein and amino acids, making them allergy-causing or toxic to your body. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. My name is Stephen Heuer. As a degreed nutritionist, my goal is to make you healthy in as short a time and as affordably as possible. One World Whey is speeding up the process of helping people get healthy and is replacing the need for many other supplements, making it more affordable. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.